the fifth day of the blessed month of Baba, the martyrdom of St. Paul, Patriarch of Constantinople. On this day in the year 351 AD, St. Paul, the Patriarch of Constantinople, was martyred. This saint was born in Thessalonica, Greece, in the latter part of the 3rd century. Since his young age, he became a disciple of Abba Alexandros, Patriarch of Constantinople. After the departure of St. Alexandros in the year 336 AD, St. Paul was consecrated Patriarch of Constantinople after him. When he sat on the patriarchal throne, he vigorously resisted the Arians, who denied the divinity of the Lord Christ, until he purged the country from them. When Emperor Constantine the Great departed, his three sons reigned after him as follows. Constantius reigned over Constantinople, Constans reigned over Rome, and Constantine II reigned over France, Britannia, and Hispania. Constantius held the same belief as Arius. When Constantius reigned over the countries of the East, he asked St. Paul to refrain from resisting the Arians, but the patriarch refused. The emperor became angry and exiled him many times from his see. However, he finally exiled St. Paul to the country of Armenia. He asked one of the followers of Arius to catch up with St. Paul there and kill him. He went to him at night and strangled him, and thus St. Paul received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The departure of Abba Peter, Bishop of Albanasa. He had been a monk in the monastery of Abba Shenouda, the Archimandrite, in Mount Adraba, west of Sohag. He had devoted himself to study and research of the Holy Scriptures and church books, and he became a brilliant scholar, especially in the rituals of the church and its hymnology. He was consecrated Bishop of Albanasa for the period between 1186 to 1220 AD. In that time, Albanasa was a great city and a capital of a province since the Pharaonic and Roman times. It was also a large parish that included many churches, monasteries, and convents in the western desert nearby. Bishop Peter had many publications and church rituals. He also reorganized much of the Pascha service for the week before the resurrection service. Also for Holy Week, he rearranged the reading of the Gospels and the reading of the entire book of Psalms, all 151 Psalms, in the Good Friday after the burial procession and the hymn of Golgotha. He also reorganized the rites of consecrating new baptistries, and it is worth mentioning that whatever this honorable bishop put down from rituals, the church approved and established it immediately. It is an indication that the church had put him in an honorable position for his rich knowledge, wisdom, and spirituality. When the days of his service were completed, St. Peter departed in peace and went to his eternal home to rest. May the blessings of this great bishop be with us forever, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.